Welcome back into a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have familiar faces joining us today and a wonderful show to be sharing with you. Today we have Sivan Raz, the artistic director over at Needs More Work Productions, and Emily Gallagher, the artistic director at Barefoot Shakespeare Company. They are here to talk to us about a new production that's being put on by them both called Romeo and Juliet Unrehearsed. It's happening Saturday, August 24th at 4 p.m. at Summit Rock in Central Park. Now, tickets are free, but if you need more information, it is all available at barefootshakespeare.org. So excited to be bringing this fun show to you, and so excited to have these two wonderful artists back on our show. So let's get right to it and welcome them back. Sivan, Emily, welcome back to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Hi, Andrew. So excited to be back again.
I'm so happy you both are here. I loved our conversations last time, and now you two have combined forces to take over the world, as Pinky and Brain would say. You've got this great new show, Romeo and Juliet Unrehearsed. Emily, can we start with you and have you tell us a little bit about what this show is and is about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Barefoot has been doing unrehearsed productions for a few years now. And it's basically where we cast the actors, we give them 30 days with the script. They have that time to memorize their lines. They're not allowed to talk to anyone else in the production. And the first time they perform it is in front of an audience when they show up on performance day. And so there's all kinds of fun things that we ask the actors to do. We provide referees to help get us through the play and to bring some more fun to the game of calling fouls when the actors go up on a line or call line or take too long of a pause. And so we let the audience bet on who's going to mess up the most. And it's just a raucous good time. And Sivan came and saw one of ours last year and said, how do I get in on this? And we brainstormed and said, well, it already has a bit of competition to it. How fun would it be if we chose a play that has competition and capitalize on that and have a battle between the two theater companies? And so we chose Romeo and Juliet, and Barefoot Shakespeare Company is taking on the Capulets, and Needs More Work Productions is taking on the Montagues.
That is so much fun. Oh my gosh. You've got me sold on this. I love this. So Sivan, let me ask you, you know, Emily kind of mentioned you'd seen a production of this last year and you reached out to be like, how can I get involved? What can we do? You know, what has it been like? Like, what gave you the idea to put these two companies together for this?
Well, we're, as you know, because I've been here before, a newer theater company, Needs More Work Productions. This is our second year. And last year, when we were working on our very first show, which was Cyrano de Bergerac in Central Park, we actually were rehearsing at the same location as Barefoot, kind of 2 weeks before they opened their wonderful production of Titus Andronicus. And we at the park 3 days a week, and we kept seeing them and we kept sharing the space together and seeing them play around. And then I saw Titus when it opened, and then I saw Midsummer when they did unrehearsed Midsummer last year. And we kind of bonded over this great experience of being in the open together, doing theater, which we all love so dearly, and the joy of Park Theater in New York City, which is my favorite thing in the whole world. And yeah, the unrehearsed series is so compelling to me and was so much fun as an audience member to watch and to cheer on my favorite candidates and such, that when I talked to Emily after the show to congratulate her for the wonderful, wonderful show, there was this idea that we can do something together, which I was, of course, so happy to do with basically who's our very first theater company friend for Needs More Work.
I love that. This is the way I just envision theater happening in New York, where people just stumble onto each other. And rather than like being in super tight competition, they're like, oh my gosh, yes, and let's build on this. This is so much fun. So I'm over the moon about this. Now, Emily, let me come back to you, because I found the process very interesting? You send the script out. Everyone has 30 days to learn their lines. They cannot talk to each other. The first time they really just get to work with everyone is the performance. So as we are just about 8 days away from the time of this recording, from the performance, what has it been like developing the piece?
Well, I think that's kind of the joy of unrehearsed, is that the development is individual to each actor. So they are given the freedom to create the world and the character that they most want to play. They most want to bring to life from the character they're given. So we cast the show and we give them the roles, but they really have the freedom to create whatever world it is that they are bringing to the table. And it's such an incredible exercise for the actors in improvisation and yes, anding, as you said, and being flexible and going with the flow, because you may walk into a scene living in one world with your character really firmly rooted in this one idea, and your scene partner could come in and be like, oh, I'm an alien from the planet Mars, and you're just gonna have to put up with that and figure out how to interact with me in this scene. And so that's always some of the really fun stuff to see, is you kind of just never know what's gonna happen.
That is so much fun. I want to snowball off of that, and I want to come to you, Sivan, because Emily kind of mentioned how the audience participates and all that sort of thing. But can you just tell us exactly what can audiences expect from this production of Romeo and Juliet Unrehearsed?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, a lot of fun is the first thing I'll say you can expect. In terms of audience participation, you know, we like to say that it's like Shakespeare for sports fans, this type of event. So it's halfway, you know, watching a beautiful, funny, kooky production of Romeo and Juliet, but it's also like watching a sports game. So you're gonna get red flags that you can raise if you can't hear very well, and the referees might take them into account. You can vote and tip your favorite actor, trying to gamble who's gonna win the match. You can vote for the costume contest, which will be at the end. Audience can vote for who wins the costume contest. So there's all sorts of elements where the audience can be basically watching this game and maybe a little bit influencing this game that we're playing, which is a great joy for everyone.
That is so much fun. Oh, I'm excited. Emily, I'm going to come back to you to kick this next question off. And I would love to know, with such a traditional story that you're telling, but in such an unconventional way, I feel like, is there a message or a thought you hope that the audience will take away from this piece?
Oh, I think with Unrehearsed in general, our goal is fun, like Sivan said, but also that reminder that Shakespeare isn't precious, that it was at the time for the people. And that's what we're trying to do here, is make it accessible and fun and a little wacky, and a reminder that it can be a joyous participation for the audience as well, to be a part of these stories. So I think it's definitely the reminder that Shakespeare isn't precious, and it's going to be kind of a wild time.
I love that. I feel like Shakespeare is one of those playwrights, those timeless playwrights that you can just continue to put on its head, flip around, try anything, you know, and it's still such a great show, you know. So that's, hey, look, that's the beauty of Shakespeare, you know. Sivan, what about you? What is the message or thought you hope audiences take away from this?
Oh, I absolutely love Romeo and Juliet, even though the first time I read it at age 14, I wasn't the biggest fan, but I've come around. I think it's such a great show. And in general, Shakespeare work is so great in terms of the idea that anything is possible. And Shakespeare is really big on every single person, no matter who they are, no matter what circumstances they were born under, they can do everything they set their mind to, not always with the best results, but they have the power to do that. And I think that's something very powerful and very joyful that we're bringing with this show and with this play. And with the casting, you know, we have such a diversified cast from very different groups and representing different backgrounds and different cultures. And I really feel like it might give people an idea that they can do stuff they maybe didn't know they could.
What a fabulous idea. That's wonderful. Sivan, I'm going to have you kick off our final question for this first part. And that is, who are you hoping have access to the show?
Oh, everyone. It is absolutely free. It's outside. It's at Summit Rock in a paved area of Central Park. Thank God that people have the ability to get to. You know, I'm being a disabled creator myself. I really believe in accessibility. So I would hope anyone and everyone who wish to see this, who wish to have an experience also of Shakespeare that is more accessible, that is maybe more modern, that is less, as Emily said, precious about the text. I hope everyone can arrive. And I also invite you, dear listeners, if there is any accessibility concerns, please reach out on Instagram to both theater companies, on email. I would love to do whatever is within my power to help if there is any sort of concern.
That is so fantastic. I love it. Emily, I want to ask you that same question. You know, who are you hoping to have access to Romeo and Juliet unrehearsed?
Well, same as Sivan said, just everyone, truly. But I think for unrehearsed specifically, again, we try to target maybe not Shakespeare fans. So people who aren't your traditional fans of Shakespeare, hence the Shakespeare for sports fans kind of tagline of saying, like, maybe this, you don't think Shakespeare's your thing, but come and check it out in this way. And trust me, you'll change your mind.
Second part of our show, as you know, we love letting our listeners get to know our guests a little bit better. And since we've had both of you on before, I want to change up the first question and ask you two, how did you come into the performing arts? And Sivan, can I start first with you on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been notoriously always into theater, or so videos of mine at 4 years old singing musical theater songs in my living room tell us. I have no memories of that time. But yeah, I always was very passionate about it. And I think, you know, it's funny, I'm one of those people who are passionate about a lot of things. And had I infinite money and time, I probably would have ended up with like 20 BFAs because I'm interested in many, many different moments. But there was a time, you know, when I was in high school and I had to select, well, when I was approaching high school and I had to select my majors. And I really had to come to terms with the fact that I could never not be in the theater program. Like, it doesn't even matter what the second major was, because I could have been interested in many things. But theater was the only thing that I knew that I can't miss, that I will be actively very upset to miss. And from there, it just snowballed. You know, I majored in theater in high school as an actor and as a director. And then I went and worked for a few years. And then I went to musical theater college. And here we are.
I love that. That is so wonderful. Emily, how about you? How did you come into the performing arts?
I think a great story I can tell is in fifth grade, we did a talent show for our elementary schools, and I was the stage manager, and the performance came around, and it was happening. The performance was happening and I was backstage doing the stage manager thing, except I wasn't doing the stage manager thing. I was doing all of the numbers behind the scenes. Like I knew every dance, I knew every song, I knew all of the performances. And I realized in that moment, I was like, oh yeah, I belong out there. That's where I belong. And it was just smooth sailing from there. I mean, it was just, this is what I want to do. And I want to be an artist and I want to create. And, you know, the more you get involved in that world, the more you get to try different things and learn different passions within the world of theater. And so I love directing and I love producing. And so here we are all these years later from fifth grade.
That is amazing. I love that. I had a feeling that's where you were going. I was like, wait, but why are you behind the scenes? Something's going to happen behind the scene. I love that. Well, I know you two have been very busy getting the show ready. As I mentioned in the first part, at the time of this recording, we're 8 days away from the production going up. But have either of you seen any great theater lately you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
I would recommend. So I recently saw Suffs on Broadway. And I will say that I think right now is a really interesting time in American political history to see that musical. I think that I really enjoyed it from the perspective of what we have going on right now in our world. And I felt like had I seen Suffs a month ago, I may not have felt the same passion and hope and drive, I think, inspiration that I feel that it brought to me now, as opposed to a month ago even. So I think even if you've already seen it, try to go see it again now that things have changed, because I really think it's a different piece. I think the actors are different because of what's going on politically. And I cried like 12 times. I did not expect that, but I cried a ton. So yeah, highly, highly recommend Suffs. Big two thumbs up from me on that one.
1,000%. It is a huge creator's pick on our end. We loved it when we saw it downtown at the Public. And I'm with you. I wept so much during that show. Anything from you, Sivan?
I see a lot of shows that only perform once or twice. So I don't know if that's going to be an immediate recommendation for me. This Tuesday, I had the fortune of attending a staged reading of a new musical called Rusty. The reason I attended the reading is that dear friend and collaborator of Needs More Work Productions, Gianna Vasquez Bartolini, was a choreographer. And it was so good. I can't remember what was the last time I've been to, especially a reading, like a developmental reading of a musical that was this polished and this strong, and the music was this exciting, and the narrative. So I have no idea what their future plans for this musical are, but if you see sometime in the next, you know, 2 years, an off Broadway run of a musical called Terrace Tea, you should go see it because it's really good.
Well, those are wonderful suggestions. I love both of those. And that is going to lead to my favorite question to ask the two of you, of course, which is, what is your favorite theater memory? Or since we've had you here before, what is another of your favorite theater memories?
Well, I was thinking about this one because I thought, I've already been on and I've already given one. So I've got to think of a newer one. And I thought a fun one to bring up, especially since this is what we're talking about, is last year's Unrehearsed. Last year, Barefoot did Unrehearsed Midsummer. And Midsummer, what a great show and how much fun to just have a romp with. And we did it twice. We did one Saturday and one the next because we had so many actors interested. So we had two totally different casts. And it was the most people who have ever shown up at Summit Rock. So that was just incredible and wonderful to see. And so just validating for this particular production for Unrehearsed to see, okay, everybody does like this kind of an idea and they came out for that. And then it was just so magical to see the Barefoot alumni kind of come to life in a way. There was one cast that was kind of like our old school alumni, and about half an hour into the show, I turned to the person I was sitting next to and I was like, who directed this? Like, it was as if someone had directed it and put it together. And it was just so amazing to see these actors come to life in this really fun, different way. So I think that's one of my most favorite memories recently. And I hope it encourages everybody to come out and check us out, because I think, especially with company versus company, it's just going to be an even more fun time.
I love that. That is so wonderful. And that makes me even more excited about this year, is all I'm saying. That's such a great memory. Thank you for that. Sivan, what about you?
I'll give a newer memory, because I actually believe I previously on this show gave also a memory from watching last year's unrehearsed Midsummer. But my memory for this time will be from the most recent run of Antigone that we did at Needs More Work Productions, where we had a democratic vote from the audience members on the ending of the show. And it was really, really fun, because people had really funny, interesting, and exciting reactions to being asked what to do. In our very final show, my friend was in the audience, and we were asking, like, what ideas do you have for the ending of the show you wanted to see? And he was saying, I feel like there needs to be a big twist. And we were like, great, what kind of twist? Like, what should happen? And he was like, I don't know, I just want something surprising. And then we all had to sit there and think what would be surprising enough to evoke that emotion without anyone having any sort of clue what such a thing might even be. So I think it was really funny to discover that sometimes people like know what type of emotion they want to have, but not necessarily what, you know, happenstance will evoke it. And we had a lot of fun, and we had like a 10-minute long conversation at that moment about the ending. It was a really raucous closing night performance.
That is such a wonderful memory as well. Both of you, thank you so much for those memories. And actually, that is a great lead-in to my next question. I'm all about the lead-ins today, apparently. And it is, do either of you or your companies have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline we might be able to plug for you?
Well, Barefoot has a couple of things we're working on. We actually have a little reading tomorrow, just a kind of invited reading tomorrow of one new play we're in development with. So that might be coming in spring of 2025. Keep an eye out for something new works from us then. And we, of course, have the unrehearsed R&J on August 24th. But if for some reason you're not able to make it that day, Barefoot is also doing unrehearsed 12th night on August 31st. So that's also a Saturday, 4 p.m. Central Park, Summit Rock, free. It's the whole exact same situation. It's just Barefoot on that one. So really come out on the 24th. That's where you're going to get both companies. That's where you're going to get the true battle. But if for some reason you can't make it, come and join us on the 31st for 12th night, which will be another wild romp and super fun, I think, to see.
That is so exciting. Oh, I can't wait. Sivan, anything for you?
Yeah, so at the moment we're in, let's call it, early development of the sequel to Antigone, which was our summer performance. So we're gonna continue the Greek tragedy route, and we're gonna also continue the immersive collaborative route of that we had with the audience next summer, in hopes of it being a shared run someday of the show and its sequel. And we're also looking to continue presenting Antigone that we did last summer. All of us here at the team feel like this story needs to see more people, to interact with more audiences. So we're hoping to maybe get into some festivals, some residencies. If anyone's listening and has a stage and wants to present a unique, you know, choose your own adventure Greek tragedy on it, please talk to me. But yeah, we're hoping to continue running with that show. So that's what you can look forward to after, of course, the amazing unrehearsed R&J. We're going to jump back to our roots of Greek tragedy.
That It was fantastic. So some great things in the works for both of you. And that leads to my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about Romeo and Juliet Unrehearsed or about either of you or your companies, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
So we're both on Instagram, currently very enthusiastically advertising R&J. Needs More Work Productions is also on YouTube, and Instagram are mostly our two main social medias at the moment. And we can be found at needsmoreworkproductions@gmail.com if you'd like to reach me directly.
And you can find Barefoot Shakespeare at our website, www.barefootshakespeare.org. You can find us on Instagram at Barefoot Shakes. You can find us on Facebook, Barefoot Shakespeare Company. And we're on LinkedIn as well. And YouTube. We have some fun stuff on YouTube. Go check us out on YouTube. Honestly, people, trust me, there are some hidden gems in there. If you want to watch some of our old casts eat hot peppers and talk about theater, that's funny. Go check that out. That's on our YouTube page. Yeah. So, and if you need to reach out to us, you can email us at thebard@barefootshakespeare.org.
Wonderful. Well, Sivan, Emily, thank you both for taking the time to speak with me today. It's so wonderful to catch up. And thank you for sharing this amazing show. I'm going to have to buy a lawn chair this weekend so that I can pull it up and check this show out. I'm so excited. So thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure as always.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, Andrew. And there are benches at Summit Rock, so you don't even need to bring your own chair. Just show up. Yeah. It's that easy.
Oh, hallelujah. Done. Click save. My guests today have been two amazing artists, Sivan Raz, who's the artistic director at Needs More Work Productions, and Emily Gallagher, who's the artistic director at Barefoot Shakespeare Company. They joined us to talk about Barefoot Shakespeare Company in partnership with Needs More Work Productions' presentation of Romeo and Juliet Unrehearsed. This is happening on Saturday, August 24th at 4 p.m. at Summit Rock in Central Park. You can get your tickets, which are free, and more information by visiting barefootshakespeare.org. We also have some contact information for both of our guests and their companies, which we'll be posting on our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But y'all, come out. It's going to be beautiful weather. This is going to be such a fun experience. Whether you like Shakespeare, whether you don't like Shakespeare, it doesn't matter. This is Shakespeare for sports fans. Get excited. It's Romeo and Juliet Unrehearsed, Saturday, August 24th at 4 p.m. And we want to add for our American listeners that Election Day is November 5th. Make sure you are registered, have a plan to cast your ballot, and do your democratic duty. You can find out how and where you can register to vote by visiting vote.gov. The future demands that we fight for it now. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies,
and keep talking about the theater
in a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.